Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host. My name is your name, too. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is our weekly Sunday evening podcast, and I want to welcome all of our new listeners, many new listeners, and great to hear from so many of you. Welcome to the new members of the Amron Network. Redoubters, Amron operators, and Amron core operators. Great to have you guys all with us. Thanks for following us this week and also following us on Facebook.com/Radio Free Redoubt, where we try to keep you updated on things that are happening on a pretty much daily or sometimes hourly basis in our country. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, and the American Redoubt is the ultra-conservative Inland Pacific Northwest states of Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, and Eastern Oregon and Eastern Washington, where patriots are strategically relocating to. T-Rex is kicking off. If you haven't been paying attention over at Amron.com, we started with T-Rex breaking news. And yesterday, the first news breaking news was released. And that is up and operational. Tonight's going to be a very short broadcast because, I just have my hands full. There's a lot of stuff going on. I'm kind of cramming today, multitasking, doing many things, trying to get ready for the show, getting some things together that I wanted to discuss, and handling a lot of administrative stuff on the side and in the background, and emailing lots of folks, and troubleshooting some gear because I have to, because I'm under a time crunch. So, well, that's a long story. But anyway, I'm busy. So that's okay. It's a blessing. And it's just been really great working with so many of you guys. But because we've got so much to get to, I want to make sure that I can. Let's get into the news and commentary brought to you by Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the coming collapse. And most importantly, the rebuilding. That's what we try to focus on here. The collapse, anybody can prepare for a collapse. Anybody can prepare for a disaster. What about the rebuilding? Have you given any thought to that? Well, we have here at Radio Free Redoubt, and our good friend Glenn Tate has as well. Good book series. 10, all 10 of them are out and on audio. So check those out at 299days.com. 299days.com. Okay, in the news, what have we got going here? The most recent coming in, reports of widespread looting in the upscale San Juan neighborhoods of Miramar and Condado. Governor Padilla orders the Puerto Rican State Guard into San Juan to restore. Oh, wait, I'm reading the wrong headlines. That's the T-Rex headlines. Okay, not real. This is only an exercise. Now, all of our headlines... what I thought about doing, because I have to do a show next Saturday during T-Rex. So I'm thinking, you know, I thought about doing like a War of the Worlds type thing from this remote radio broadcast during grid down T-Rex. Here's the news headlines. It's like riots. But I thought, man, I don't want to give the station management a heart attack. So it would be really cool. I was talking to somebody about this. I mean, it's one of those deals where, like, station managers, AM talk radio station, of course, these guys they're old and they've been in the business forever, right? And if you ask them, the War of the Worlds was one of the most brilliant radio moments in radio history, right? Just don't do it on my station. Don't dare, right? So it was tempting. I'm thinking, oh man, I could really, hey, it'd be good for their ratings. It'd be good for our ratings. But man, so anyway, we'll see. But I might scale it back and just let the audience know what's really going on so that they know they're missing out on a training exercise and go to amron.com to learn more. Maybe I'll do that. Right. Okay. Let's get into the real news. Well, at least this other news is it could be real. It's realistic. It's plausible, but it's not happening yet. Okay. So let's move into the stuff that is happening. The Greek economy faces total collapse and Greece now reverts to the barter economy in many, many places. Months ago when Alexis Tsipras, the whole group there, all their compatriots, had just swept power behind an ambitious anti-austerity platform and bold promises about a brighter future. They always promise a brighter future. Even Hillary's promising a brighter future, right? For the beleaguered Greek state, I'm talking about Greece here, and maybe Hillary should run for president in Greece. I'm all for it. They warned that Greece was one of the two vacuous threats away from being digitally bombed back to barter status. This is this group, the economic collapse blog. As of May, 60 businesses were closed and 613 jobs were lost for each business day that the crisis persisted without a resolution. Now the situation's gotten so bad that Greece is reverting to a barter economy. And Reuters has a full report on it, saying that squeezed on all sides, a 41-year-old farmer began informal bartering to get around the cash crunch. He now pays some of his workers in kind with his clover crop and exchanges equipment with other farmers instead of buying or renting machinery. Sakanikas is part of a growing barter economy that some Greeks deplore as a step backwards from modernity. Wow, that's a new word. Modernity. So it's so not modern. Bartering is so beneath us. We must have cash. Well, they don't have cash, but others embrace it as a practical means of short-term economic survival. Pay attention there, patriots, because we could be forced to barter again. And many people are saying it's coming. Just your turn's next. So Europe and then the United States. We'll see. What else do they have? Oh, Greece's economy faces total collapse as doctors flee and retail sales plunge 70%. That's because farmers aren't buying new equipment. They're bartering with each other. They're not buying. So, retail sales all over the place are plummeting. Iran just published a book on how to outwit the U.S. and destroy Israel. It's not on Amazon yet, though. While Secretary of State John Kerry and President Obama do their best to paper over the brutality of the Iranian regime and force through a nuclear agreement, Iran's religious leader has another issue on his mind, the destruction of Israel. And he wrote a book on how to go about doing that. So this author, the author Amir Tahiri of this article said that somebody sent him a book from Iran, the only place the book's currently available, although an Arabic translation is promised soon. It's called Palestine. 416-page screed against the Jewish state. And there's a blurb on the back cover that credits Khomeini as the flag bearer of jihad to liberate Jerusalem. Love their words. Yeah, they're going to liberate. They're going to liberate America eventually. Obama, speaking of liberating America for the cause of jihad, Obama is going to mandate steeper emissions cuts from U.S. power plants. Already there's a power shortage. Already they're having all kinds of issues in the power sector. And President Barack Obama will impose even steeper cuts on greenhouse gas. Oh, he's going to save the earth. Okay, well, he's saving the earth. Cut him some slack, right? More than previously expected, senior administration officials said Sunday in what the president called the most significant step that the U.S. has ever taken to fight global warming. A year after proposing unprecedented carbon dioxide limits, Obama was poised to finalize a rule at a White House event on Monday. And in a video posted to Facebook, Obama said the limits were backed up by decades of data showing that without tough action, the world will face more extreme weather and escalating health problems like asthma. We're fighting asthma now. We're fighting for asthmatics. Climate change is not a problem for another generation, Obama said. Not anymore. No, it's going to make it our problem. A problem that doesn't exist. There are decades of data. And there's decades of data that refute their decades of data. But, well, they're the globalists. So, and they've got control of the media. Amazing how many people are duped by this green cult. And the green cult has permeated the industrial military complex. Even at defense.gov, they've got all the bootlicking generals all buying into this and supporting it, clamoring. Just on July 29th, this week, global climate change. This is from the defense.gov, DOD's website. Global climate change will aggravate problems such as poverty, social tensions, environmental degradation, ineffectual leadership. Well, it's already working here, I guess, in America. Maybe they're onto something. And weak political institutions. Well, there's more proof that threaten stability in a number of countries, notwithstanding the United States, according to a report that the Defense Department sent to Congress yesterday. How much did they spend on this report, I wonder? Following the orders of the Grand Potentate. Wow, this is really something, isn't it? And this is what they said when they came out of their little summit trying to identify the biggest existential threat to national security for the United States was global warming. So our military is now being deployed to fight global warming. Wonder what the basic combat load is for a troop engaged in the war for global warming. The war against the global war on global warming. Gigawatt. What are they going to call that? Oh, wow. Okay, Obama changes the oath of allegiance and invites an invasion, this article says. Just when you thought that the Obama administration couldn't be any more un-American, Obama goes off and does something like this. Well, they changed the oath of allegiance for new citizens that they're required to say when they become a citizen of the great United States, once great United States. They are no longer required, well, several things. The Obama U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced on Tuesday that new incoming U.S. citizens will no longer be required to declare that they would bear arms to defend the United States of America. Well, because they don't want them to become American citizens anyway. They want them to be global citizens. They will bear arms to defend, well, to fight global warming. There's, you know, something worth fighting for. I will bear arms to fight global warming, but I will not fight for America. They said that these new changes make them possibly eligible for modifications based on religious training and belief or conscientious objection arising from a deeply held moral or ethical code. You know, they're pretty. Who's going to be able to claim deeply held moral and beliefs and ethical codes based on their religious training? I mean, obviously, it's not applying to a lot of people in America. If they're not required to belong to a specific church or religion either. So they could just come across, well, you know, I have deeply held moral and ethical codes. Okay, so that's how they're getting around the religious beliefs. Well, I don't have a religion. It's just my own deeply held moral ethical code. So they're slowly changing the immigration process. Well, they don't want them to become Americans anyway, because they want them to be global citizens. And America's evil, so. More news from the Washington Times. A Republican wants to explicitly allow clergy in Georgia to refuse to perform homosexual marriages, a protection they already enjoy under the U.S. Constitution. Okay, so here's the story. This House Speaker, David Ralston, he said he wanted to support what's called the Pastor's Protection Act. The Pastor's Protection Act is a bill that they want to pass, making it specifically clear that clergy do not have to perform same-sex weddings. And they're saying, now, the left is countering this. And now, they're not saying no, you must be able to marry them. They're saying, whoa, put the brakes on. You don't have to do that. They already have the right under the First Amendment. So now the First Amendment only applies to pastors, apparently. Of course, there's a lot of pastors that are endorsing this, but hold on. I've said this before many times. You want special protections? The pastors want to be protected from this onslaught, but you're not going to. What about the religious freedom of the cake baker or the wedding photographer, the bed and breakfast owners, all these people that are facing lawsuits and losing their businesses and facing criminal charges, hate crimes charges, discrimination charges, and just soaking these people. And then now we're going to have a bill that's going to protect the clergy. And the liberals are saying, no, that's not necessary. They already have protection under the First Amendment. But see, they're next. The clergy are next because they made it a civil right. So at some point in the future, it's coming. They're going to say it is a civil right. That's like saying you refuse to marry a black person and a white person together. You're not going to do it, right? Well, that's discrimination. Well, they're going to apply that same thing to homosexual marriages. And some judge is going to come along. All it takes is a stroke of a pen. Georgia already had a constitutional amendment, just like Idaho and multiple other states, constitutional amendments. And the federal judges came and overruled the constitutions of those states, threw it out. So this is not even going to be a road bump to the courts. When they finally get to the point where they're ready to just say, no, it doesn't apply to clergy anymore, they're just going to strike it and it'll be over. It's interesting, though, the liberal argument. You don't have to pass a law giving clergy this protection because they already are protected under the First Amendment. Because, you know, the First Amendment says preachers, pastors, clergy, priests have religious freedom, right? This specifically says only clergy have religious freedom. Somewhere in there, I think, the way they make their arguments, I'm starting to be convinced. You guys probably heard about this one. Did you guys realize that in that shooting in Chattanooga, Tennessee, where this jihadi goes on the rampage and kills 5 U.S. service members, 4 Marines and 1 active duty naval reservist? Now, did you know that there were 2 service members who had personal firearms who returned fire? Did you know that? No, because the media is burying that. Just a small fraction of the people are even aware of that. The cold-blooded assault killed 4 Marines and 1 active-duty naval reservist. The center's commanding officer, Lieutenant Commander Timothy White, used his personal firearm to engage the shooter during the attack, according to sources quoted in the Navy Times. And a report from the Washington Post said that one of the Marines killed in the shooting might have been carrying a 9mm Glock and possibly returned fire on the shooter. He was killed. So it came out that he could be facing disciplinary action for violating the policy about possessing a weapon on the facility that was supposedly a gun-free zone. Well, this is Alan West. From his website, he said, "Ladies and gents, resulting from the text message I received yesterday, I can confirm that the United States Navy is bringing charges against Lieutenant Commander Timothy White for illegally discharging a firearm on federal property." This is him writing. "The text message asked if it would be possible for Lieutenant Commander White to reach out to me," to Alan West, "to wit, I replied, affirmative." And he goes on further. "What kind of freaking idiots are in charge of our armed forces? Pardon me, our unarmed forces." And of course, I would add disarmed forces. "What would they prefer, that Abdulaziz had been able to kill all of the Marines and sailors at the Navy Support Reserve Center, let me draw an interesting contrast. Secretary of State Ray Mabus is more concerned about lifting the ban on transgendered sailors. Mabus has a problem in that for the first time since 2007, the U.S. Navy will not have a carrier battle group operating in the Persian Gulf. But this knucklehead has no problem with the Navy seeking to destroy the career of a sailor, a commander of an installation, returning fire against an Islamic jihadist attack. He goes on to say, I do not care if it was his personal weapon. He deserves a medal for facing the enemy. Amen to that. They want to prosecute one of our service members for returning fire under a terrorist attack on American soil. We have finally lost our minds. We've finally lost our minds in this country. We've just reached that level of insanity where we are going to prosecute a military service member for returning fire while their post is under fire from a jihadist terrorist attack. And he makes a good point. Can you imagine the message that this sends to ISIS and all the enemies of America? We're going to end his career and court-martial a man who drew his sidearm to protect his command and the assigned sailors and Marines. Absolutely stunning. Now, there's a lot of support that's rising up in favor of this guy. The JAG officers actually that are defending him have actually started a petition that you can go to. Honor our service members who used their personal firearms to fight back against the terrorist attacker in Chattanooga. You can go to whitehouse.gov and they've got, let me pull it up here. They need, by August 28th, they need 83,700 plus signatures. The total signatures on the petition so far as of a couple of hours ago when I pulled this up, 16,269. They need just under 84,000 signatures. And that's available over at whitehouse.gov. We will get that link so you can sign that petition and join the JAG officers that are defending the sailor to honor him. And they're trying to get him to back down. And as far as pursuing criminal charges, but we're talking about this administration here. It's just, wow. Military exercise black dart to tackle nightmare drone scenario. They're worried about drones being ISIS or Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, any terrorist attackers, using drones now, even these small personal drones to deliver possibly explosives, plastic explosives, a biological, chemical, radioactive material, chemical agents could be crashed kamikaze style into a target. Well, the United States military is working on a program called Black Dart. And they're not talking about exactly what countermeasures it uses, probably jamming or a portable EMP platform or jamming. I mean, these remote control aircraft only... A lot of them operate off of a cell phone. So, I mean, 900 megahertz range, just jam it, crash it. Probably use like these, like our systems, you roll into a village and you activate this system that basically jams all the cell phone frequencies. So to prevent the IEDs from being detonated. So it's something like this. Of course, they could use other drones to do that, countermeasures. They could do that off of JSTARS. There's a lot of platforms out there that already they could use to do this. So the war on terror continues. This was probably a distraction from their war against global warming. And this ISIS thing is just an annoyance to them. And from Radio Free Redoubt Facebook, and we'll take a break. We'll go to Fox 519 here in just a second. This morning, in New Mexico, two churches, a Calvary Church and Holy Cross, had IEDs go off on their property. If you do your research, more and more churches in the U.S. are being targeted for violence. In June alone, there were over seven churches that were either damaged or destroyed by arson. All right, guys, I want to remind you about LoadedPantsHanger.com. They are sponsoring the back half of this news segment, and they have a method, a means, and a product for you to be able to hide your guns or other valuables in plain sight. LoadedPantsHanger.com. Go check him out. And we're going to turn this over to Fox 519 with the eye on the economy. And we'll be back in just a minute. We'll wrap this up. This will be a shorter than usual show tonight. And then we'll get into partisan radio coming up in just a few minutes. Stay right there.
The cracks in the foundation are widening, everyone. The cuts to Social Security are now coming down, and people all over the country are getting their Social Security statement and feeling the shock. Hello, everyone. This is Fox 519, and I'm bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patrons and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt.
When disaster strikes, it's too late to prepare. PrepperRecon.com offers MOLLE-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, ACS chest seal, tough strip bandages, gauze, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $89 include shipping. To buy your individual first aid kit, go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.
Welcome back, and a very special thank you to Mark Goodwin of the PrepperRecon.com podcast. Listen this week as I talk with Mark about the moral bankruptcy of America and what is shortly coming to us. Go to PrepperRecon.com today and support Mark and the team. So, baby boomers of America, get an interesting piece of mail this week. Did it happen to be your statement for your Social Security benefits? Anything seem odd about it? No? Why don't you check page 2? In the settled language, you might see something that says, quote, "The law governing benefit amounts may change, but because by 2033, the payroll taxes collected will be enough to only pay 77% of your scheduled benefits." Doesn't sound too ominous, right? Well, that's your government's way of saying, hey, we're running out of money, and quickly. That's a little more plain and a little bit more shocking. Only 77%, and that number will rapidly decline here quickly as the current and probable future administrations offer more and more amnesty to illegals. In fact, the Obama administration is looking to offer amnesty to an additional 6.3 million illegals by the end of this year. Fellow patriots, the government has stolen your money. They have stolen it the entirety of your working life. Which is even scarier, as they have been telling you for a while that Social Security is bankrupt and they're losing your money. In fact, in 2009, most Social Security recipients received a notice that said, quote, "The law governing benefits amounts may change by 2041 because the payroll taxes collected won't be enough to pay 78% of your scheduled benefits." Does that sound familiar? So, in a matter of 6 years, the fund has lost 8 years' worth of liquidity. So let's think about this mathematically. The forecast for population growth is set at 13% per year. So with the current population of America roughly being 320 million people, there will be about 1.3 billion people in that time at that point, and that's in 6 years from now. There will be 1.3 billion people. Now, in a 2010 U.S. Census report, they expect 1 in 5 Americans to be 70 years or older. So, 277 million people will be on Social Security, and you think the system can't support that? No. Well, neither do I. What you're about to see is benefit rationing, and it's going to be a very real taste of things to come. In other world news tonight, as we all expected, the Greek deal is falling apart rapidly. In a story in the UK Independent, the Greek deal is falling apart as fast as they can put it together. Leaked in minute meetings from the most recent board meeting that took place on Wednesday of this week, it showed that the IMF staff and board could not reach an agreement on if to take part in the new $86 billion bailout. The document also expressed concerns over Athens' ability to repay the debt and to implement reforms necessary to repay the new and current debt, which will now put Greece at 200% of their GDP. If Angela Merkel and crew choose not to move ahead without allowing the bailout, Greece will officially default and leave the euro. I told you 4 weeks ago, this was far from over. Greece is the first domino. It is the finger in the dike that is holding back the water of collapse. They are trying to look for other ways of patching it up, and they just can't fix it, like our Social Security. The entire system is about to come apart at the seams. The next 60 days in the world is going to be a time of wonder and fear as we see the foundations of the world economy crack and fall to pieces. If you and your team haven't been focusing on planning, get moving and get it done now. Thanks again for listening this week, and for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Hi, I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's great readout, North Idaho. Every day, I sell homes and land to bankers, doctors, economists, scientists, military folks, and more for good reason. They all know what's coming and want to secure safety and peace for their family. They've done the research and discovered that North Idaho's superior environment, food insecurity, surrounded by more like-minded patriots than anywhere in America. At www.revrealty.us, you can read stories about North Idaho's weather, spring development, growing food, solar, and alternative energy. Additionally, every article has a beautiful quote from the brilliant mind of Thomas Jefferson. We also give you free access to our listings, so feel free to browse our inventory or fill out our short form, and we'll do the searching for you. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us online at revrealty.us. That's www.revrealty.us. And God bless you.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at werkz.com or call 855-WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
And we're back with the second segment, and we're just going to do two segments this show. How's that? There's a couple things I want to share with you, though. If you guys remember, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, Florida Gun Supply declared itself to be a Muslim-free zone. They immediately started taking fire from CARE, the Council for the American Islamic Relations, Muslim Brotherhood-backed group, advocacy group for, you know, the jihad, the social jihad in America. Well, now the designated terror group and unindicted co-conspirators in the United States' largest terror funding plot, the Council on American Islamic Relations has chosen to sue based on alleged discrimination. So, how does the owner of the Florida Gun Supply respond? With this video. He's now, since they filed the lawsuit against him, he is now offering free CCW courses and free range time, range access to patriots, and Muslims are not allowed. And this is pretty cool. This is really cool. So I took part of the audio from the video, but we'll link the video over to you guys later on this evening. So we'll get that posted there so you can watch the video. Since you only have the audio here, he's sitting on a stool talking, and he's got a rebel flag hanging up behind him. And at the end of the video, it drops. So when he says they don't want to just take down this flag, and then of course the rebel flag drops, and he says they want to take down this flag, which is the United States flag behind him. So it's pretty cool. It's well done, and it's an amateur video, but definitely was impactful. Got the point across. And it's very heartfelt. So, Florida Gun Supply.
We're in a battle, patriots. The leaders of our country want you to believe that this flag represents white supremacy, hatred, and intolerance. That's not true. During the days of the Civil War, a general remarked that it was difficult to tell the difference between the good guys and the bad guys on the battlefield. He suggested that we have a completely separate flag for battle so we can tell our forces apart from the enemy. This flag represents nothing but the rich heritage of the South and a willingness for patriots to stand up against tyranny of all sorts. I'm flying this flag today not because I'm a racist, because I'm not. And I'm not intolerant of others. Racism was on a decline in America until Obama took office. Our leaders are telling you that Islam is a peaceful religion, full of tolerance and love and hope. Don't believe their lies. We're in battle, patriots, but not only with Islamic extremism. We're also in battle against extreme political correctness that threatens our lives. Because if we can't call evil evil for fear of offending people, then we can't really defeat our enemies.
We have an active shooter investigation in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I can tell you that it's taking place right around the Naval Reserve Center in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
At least one police officer and four Marines were shot on Thursday morning by another jihadi. Florida Gun Supply's response to this is going to be drastic. The leaders of our country are quick to tell you that this is an isolated incident, completely unrelated to any other terrorist attack. Don't believe their lies. In response to the latest terror attack, I've made a few changes to Florida Gun Supply. Effective immediately, our concealed carry classes are free. We're going to ask you to cover our hard costs like insurance, gun rentals, or ammunition, but the class itself will be free. Take this opportunity to get armed, get trained, and carry daily. Effective immediately, our shooting range is also open to the public for free. Because we want the public to be able to go out and practice in case we are ever called upon to defend our lives or our community. Now, I have a moral and legal responsibility to ensure the safety of all patriots in my community. And so effective immediately, I'm declaring Florida Gun Supply as a Muslim-free zone. I will not arm and train those who wish to do harm to my fellow patriots. The jihadists said they would do it, and they have. They said they live among us, and they do. We must be prepared, diligent, and equipped to handle any situation that might come our way. Don't listen to the lies of the leaders of our country telling you that Islam is not evil and that it's just another religion. It's not. Those same leaders who are trying to turn the North versus the South and whites versus black are dividing this country greater than we've ever seen. We are in battle, patriots, for our homeland, our security, and our way of life. The leaders of this country don't just want to take down this flag. They want to take down this flag. I'm Andy with Florida Gun Supply, and we're now a Muslim-free zone.
Go there and, you know what? Support them. Actually, that would be cool. If you guys all went to FloridaGunSupply.com and bought something, a magazine, or whatever. I tried to order, before the show, I tried to order a t-shirt, and I'm all excited. I wanted to order a Glock t-shirt, and I went to click, and it says, oh, we're out of stock. So I'm back to square one, so I'm going to go back and look for something. But, you know, let him know, Radio Free Redoubt sent you, and buy something to support him. He's under fire right now with CARE trying to breathe down. So the liberal left is using all the tools up their sleeve to try to put pressure on him. So I say support Florida Gun Supply. Stuck his neck out there, standing for principle, and seems like a really, really solid young guy. Like 28, 29 years old, I think, running Florida Gun Supply. Good guy. Okay. Next, Center for Security Policy. They did an action summit in New Hampshire featuring some key leaders, presidential candidates, and other, you know, experts in their fields talking about a few different things. And the reason why I'm shooting this over to you is because a lot of times you get folks saying, where can I get more information on this? Where can I learn? These people are subject matter experts. I was recently in a briefing in Phoenix at the Maricopa County Sheriff's Department, where they had key patriot leaders and, you know, activists, legislators, law enforcement personnel come together for this strategic briefing. Some of the speakers that were there were in this one here that I'm telling you about through the Center for Security Policy. And these guys really do know their stuff. They talk about the threat from Iran, Sharia, and the global jihad movement, the hollowing out of the U.S. military, the border insecurity and immigration crisis, and then finally, America's electrical power grid and the threats to critical infrastructure, where they talk about EMP and a little bit about CME, but EMP and the cyber threat. And this is really important for you guys to be up to speed on, especially, of course, as we're going into T-Rex 2015. Some of the scenarios that they lay out for real-world threats that we truly face are things that could throw us into the dark. It could throw us into a grid-down situation where you know many, many thousands or millions of people could die as a result. We want to be self-reliant. We want to be able to take care of ourselves and our families. These are very real threats, and these experts, subject matter experts, articulate these things very well. And each of their presentations are their own videos. They're just stacked up. You can pick and choose which one you want to watch. But if you want a good resource to understand some of the current threats, given as evidence, not just conjecture, we're talking actual evidentiary presentations of the threats that are very real to inform yourself. That's a great source. We're going to put a link up to that. The Center for Security Policy at the National Security Action Summit in New Hampshire. And then if you're local in the American Redoubt, Pastor Shahram Haidian has spent some time down in southern Idaho in Boise dealing with the Islamic threat in the American Redoubt. He's been working with several people. Tomorrow night, if you're in the area in Coeur d'Alene, Monday night, August 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Candlelight Christian Fellowship, Pastor Haidian is going to be giving an updated presentation on the true face of Islam with other intelligence updates. You don't want to miss that. If you're in the area and you're within driving distance, we are going to post that to the Highlights and Resources posting, or you could just go to Truth in Love Ministries, and they've got all the information there. And that is Truth in Love, TIL.org, TIL, darn it. Just put in Truth in Love Haidian, H-A-D-I-A-N. That'll take you to their website. Or just go to our website. Go on the Highlights and Resources posting, and we'll get the link there. That'll be up for you later on today. So right now, just plan on being there and know that it's in Coeur d'Alene. It's at 7 p.m. Monday night at Candlelight Fellowship. And that pretty much wraps it up, guys. I'm going to go right into Partisan Radio to talk a little bit about T-Rex. And then I'll be talking to you guys next weekend. The next episode or next show, next episode, next Sunday night, episode 1525 is going to be the post-after-action review, post-T-Rex, and the prizes and giveaways, and we'll talk a little bit about that as much as I can. My butt's going to be dragging. I know it. But we will be on the air at 6:30 a.m. On 6:30 on the dial, on the a.m. dial, from 11 to noon Pacific time over there at KTW out of Spokane. We're going to be piping into them. I will be broadcasting from Studio A. In the American Redoubt at the Redoubt Ranch. So there you go. That's all I got, guys. Okay, God bless. You have a great week. Look forward to training with you and seeing you on the air. This is John Jacob Schmidt. You've been listening to episode 1524 here at Radio Free Redoubt. Good night.